John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
He's got a brand new comedy special called First of All, and you can get that through drivebarcomedy.com/Joe D. He will also be appearing at Wisecrackers at the Mohegan Sun Casino in Wilkes-Barre. Are you a Wilkes-Barre guy, Dave, or are you a Wilkes-Barre guy?
I'm a Bear guy.
You're a Wilkes-Barre guy? Yeah. Okay. Wilkes-Barre. He will be there this coming Saturday. Ladies and gentlemen, the king of the Rockaways, the one and only Joe DeVito. Hey, Joe.
Good morning, gentlemen. I thought it was Wilkes-Barre.
Wilkes-Barre?
Only in winter.
God, Dave.
Let's leave the comedy to the comic, Dave.
I'll show myself out.
How you doing, Joey?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Now, let me get this straight. This show that you do, this special, that first of all, you did this in Utah in front of a Mormon audience.
Yes.
Do they get funny?
Well, they specialize in these clean comedy specials. And what I learned was that what we consider New York City clean is not the same as what they consider Provo, Utah.
I see. What is it that is off base for them that is New York City clean?
They said to a lot of the comics, don't disparage the institution of marriage.
Okay.
Yeah, and I said, well, I'm a bitter single guy, so no problem.
Did you have any magic underwear merch for them?
Right. Well, for me being the Italian from New York, the magic guinea tees were not moving as well.
Hey, Steve was telling me that you've been doing some work at military bases?
Yeah, you know, at the end of last year, I got to do something I've been wanting to do for a while, and it was to perform for the military. We did two shows. Bahamas, and the second one was in Greenland. And if you're familiar with the shape of the globe, you know that that is not the order in which to do those shows.
You weren't in the Dominican Republic by any chance, were you?
No. I understand they're having a real good time down there.
Lately. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's a fun place to go. Just don't have a drink.
Yeah. You know, is it still natural causes if 15 people die from the same? I think we need to define nature very clearly. Yeah.
How long were you in Greenland for, Joe?
Well, it was pretty wild. It was at the end of last year when we flew in. They have no more sunlight. They're done for that part of the year.
Okay.
So, it was crazy when we landed. You know, they're giving you sort of the rundown of the place, and it was minus 19 degrees.
Wow.
There was going to be no sunlight for 4 more months, and they said they'd spotted fresh polar bear paw prints by the dumpster. And they said, if you see a polar bear, don't take pictures, because they'll run at you and try to eat you. They'll try to kill you. So he said, if you see that, if you're out and you see the polar bear. And I thought, if I'm out, it's minus 20 degrees, it's pitch black. What am I doing out? Yeah, I'm going to run down to CVS and buy some Dentine. I'm going to get there.
Well, you can use the CVS receipt as a scarf.
I can strangle him with it.
Now, speaking of your bitter single life, what's going on?
One of the clips from the special where I talk about dating over 40, the clip has gone viral, and for some reason I tortured myself reading the comments, and overwhelmingly positive, but one woman did say, I didn't find this funny, I thought it was very depressing. I'm a single woman around that age, and I read that, and I thought, this woman gets me. And it's very interesting. You read a comment from a woman like that. I didn't think this was possible, but through the comments, I could actually smell the cat urine in her.
I'm surprised you didn't contact her for a date. You could have gone to the bitter end. You know, the two of you were to work that perfectly there.
Look, I don't think I'm too fussy. I know what I'm looking for. I'm looking for a woman who knows what she wants in the bedroom, but still has sex with me anyway. She knows you have to make some compromises. I think that's a big part of it.
Well, Joe DeVito is appearing this coming weekend at Mohegan Sun Casino in Wilkes-Barre. Joe, it is always a pleasure. Good luck to you. And here's hoping you find love soon.
Thanks a lot, guys.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.